Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria up to 21 degrees today. Joburg a high of only 19. Rustenburg 22.
Please be aware in Pretoria on Solomon Mahlangu Drive westbound, there's flooding towards Dalfi Avenue, so you need to drive very, very slowly there. And then, of course, in Edenville on the N3 northbound, queuing traffic towards Modderfontein Road.
In your sports, SuperSport United completes a league double over Kaizer Chiefs. And George Russell says he has no intention of clearing the air with Max Verstappen before the start of the new Formula One season.
We start with the extreme weather. In Pretoria North, reports that a tornado hit the Montana area late yesterday afternoon. That was while dark clouds gathered and very hard rain fell.
Several buildings, vehicles and other properties were damaged by a tornado. There was a significant damage caused by the storm, which uprooted some trees and blew away the corrugated iron roof sheets of the buildings, carports and other structures in the area along the Sifakomakhato Drive. The residential complex in Veda Street near Uncle Duran Street was badly affected. External geysers and corrugated iron roof sheets were brought to the ground by the strong wind.
Spokesperson for the Tshwane Emergency Services Department, Lindsay Nguni, says residents of the complex had to be evacuated. The weather service says due to the recent cyber hack, it's not yet able to confirm whether this was indeed a tornado. What weather forecaster Tukela Chilwane can say is more severe warnings have been issued for more hard rain today.
We are anticipating that this rainfall that we are experiencing now will start to dissipate tomorrow evening. Saturday, there is no indication of high probability of rainfall.
In the east of Pretoria, emergency services extinguished a fire at the Nyala Infeed substation after an explosion. The city of Tshwane says power was restored to various suburbs in the early hours of this morning. In the meantime, residents across Gauteng have also been warned that the weather is causing sudden and unplanned power outages. That's due to the damage to infrastructure. Now to other news. Polygraph tests have been introduced for employees in the Kruger National Park as a further plan of action against poaching. More than 30 rhinos have been poached in the Kruger since the beginning of the year. Sandpark spokesperson Ike Bachla says the aim of the newly introduced integrity management systems is to fight poaching amongst its own workforce.
The easiest way for every person that manages high value assets is to be infiltrated, and unfortunately are suffering the success of doing the other operations. Now they've infiltrated people within our ranks.
More about that at jackarandafm.com. Click on news. On the Australian island of Tasmania, there's a rush against time to try and save 90 dolphins. They were part of a pod of more than 150 dolphins stranded on a remote beach over the past 2 days. It is said to be the first time in 50 years that these dolphins have beached in that part of Tasmania. And I tried to look for better news. NASA is warning of the most threatening space rock ever recorded by modern forecasting. For now, the object is known as 2024 YR4, and there is a 3.1% chance that it could hit Earth by December 2032 and possibly then level a whole city. But experts say there's no need for alarm. The global astronomical community is closely monitoring the situation.
What date in December?
22 December.
You're
actually
kidding me.
On your birthday?
Actually, I kept that out. Why did you ask that? I on purpose didn't put that in.
It's funny how the lady yesterday said nothing about that.
Yeah. 2032.
On my birthday. Even gave her my birthday. It's still unsure whose thing she read was definitely not mine. Also, nothing about a rock coming. You know what? I don't fear the rock, Khada. The thing I fear more is stupidity. Mm. Stupidity and criminal. Like, listening to the story of the Kruger National Park, yeah. The actual people who are hired look after and protect the wild are now allegedly or sus- sus-